The readings for satsang this morning are from Nirvana, The Last Nightmare by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. Datta Jitoku, a fine Waka poet, wanted to master Zen. With this in mind, he made an appointment to see Ekai, abbot of Shokokuji in Kyoto. Jitoku went to the master full of hopes, but as soon as he entered the room, he received a whack. He was astonished and mortified. No one had ever dared to strike him before. But as it is a strict Zen rule never to say or do anything unless asked by the master, he withdrew silently. He went at once to Dokwon, who was to succeed Ekai as abbot, and told him that he planned to challenge Ekai to a duel. "Can't you see that the master was being kind to you?" said Dokwon. "Exert yourself in Zazen, and you will see for yourself what his treatment of you means." For 3 days and nights, Jitoku engaged in desperate contemplation. Then, suddenly, he experienced an ecstatic awakening. This satori was approved by Ekai. Jitoku called on Dokwon and thanked him for his advice, saying, "If it hadn't been for your wisdom, I would have not had such a transfiguring experience. And as for the master, his blow was far from hard enough." If you want to master anything, you are on an ego trip. And particularly, you cannot master Zen. Zen is something which can be found only when there is no ego. You cannot master meditation because you are the barrier. You drop and the meditation is there. Please don't come in and there is meditation. If you come in, you are the disturbance. And remember, you come in only when you are split. The ego is only when you are divided. You need an ego to make a connection between the divided parts of your being. You need a link, otherwise you will fall apart. The ego is the link between your two diametrically opposite parts. It keeps them together somehow in a bundle. It is the rope around them, the link between them, the chain that keeps you somehow together. Otherwise, you will fall apart. You will be like Humpty Dumpty, and all the king's men will not be able to put you together again. The ego is needed. It is the rope that helps you remain somehow together. Once you are together, the rope is not needed. Once you are one, the ego is not needed. You are, but there is no I in it. You are perfectly you are, but there is no I in it. I is attention. Have you watched it? In certain moments, this miracle happens even also to you. You are in love with someone, and love gives you an opportunity to be together. Suddenly, there is no I. Simply you are, without the I, an infinite vastness, an uncorrupted being, undivided totality. Or suddenly, someday, looking at the sunset, the beauty is so tremendous, you become one. Or listening to music, or singing, or dancing, one day suddenly you move so fast in dance that the very idea that you are cannot be retained. You move so fast that you become total. Run fast and see, dance fast and see, whirl fast and see. Suddenly, the action becomes so total, it takes possession of you. The ego drops. A master is beyond anger, beyond ego, beyond hurting anybody. But out of his compassion, he can even hit. The hit is surgical. The knife is not against you. The knife is not in the hands of the enemy. It is in the hands of a doctor, a surgeon. He's going to cut you deep. He has to take out the growth, the canceric growth inside you of the ego. It is the greatest surgery ever. And he has to be hard because he loves you.